Disappointment and the big picture today on the Ultimate Ground Rules.
But I have raised you up for this very purpose, that I might show you my power and that my name might be proclaimed in all the earth. Welcome to The Ultimate Ground Rules, a podcast built specifically to encourage, empower, and strengthen the faith of coaches as they live out their God-given purpose to develop the next generation of leaders. And now, your host, Dave Pritchard.
Hello and welcome to The Ultimate Ground Rules. I am your host, Dave Pritchard. Thanks for joining us on the show today. And as always, if you like what you hear, please make sure to like, share, and subscribe to the show as it helps others find us. Today, I want to take a brief look at disappointment and the idea of understanding the big picture. Recently, I've gone through a period of extreme disappointment within my baseball program. Life's full of highs and lows, and there's no doubt that athletics can be the same. We also live in a fallen world, and other people or situations in due time will let you down. However, as believers and as coaches, how are we supposed to handle situations like this? While it may not necessarily be the answer that we desire, I think we're given a 30,000-foot view of a similar situation in John chapter 11. In this chapter, we see the death of Lazarus. Now, while we don't know many fine details, we can infer from Scripture that Jesus and the family of Lazarus were very close and loved each other. At the beginning of chapter 11, we're introduced to Lazarus' sisters Mary and Martha, and we're even told that this is the same Mary that anointed Jesus with ointment and wiped his feet with her hair, a sign of love and devotion. In verse 3, we see that the sisters of Lazarus had sent a messenger to Jesus to inform him that Lazarus was ill. If they went to the expense and effort to send a messenger, we can make the assumption that this was a serious illness. However, Jesus' response in verse 4 is quite shocking. He states that this illness does not lead to death, but instead is for the glory of God. So Jesus knows that Lazarus is seriously ill, but the story tells us that he continued to stay where he was and minister for a few more days. Later in verse 11 and 14, when speaking to his disciples, Jesus tells them that Lazarus has died. It is only at this time that Jesus takes his disciples and goes to Bethany where Lazarus was. Doesn't this seem strange? Jesus loves this family and is informed that Lazarus is seriously ill, and yet he does nothing. He doesn't head towards Bethany until Lazarus dies. We see the emotions of this situation ramp up as we see Jesus arrive in Bethany. Against the customs of the day, Mary leaves the house where she's grieving and meets Jesus as he's entering town. Her words in verse 32 are piercing. She says, "Lord, if you had been there, my brother would not have died." Imagine her situation. She's caring for her sick brother. There's no doctors, and he's seriously ill. She no doubt feels helpless. And on top of all this, she has sent for Jesus, and he refused to come. Her brother dies, and then 4 days later, Jesus shows up. It's easy for us to miss out on the emotion of this story because we have the whole story. We get to see everything from a 30,000-foot view. We see Jesus tell his disciples that Lazarus' illness is for the glory of God. We know the story and know that Jesus raises Lazarus from the dead. Therefore, it's hard for us to come to a place where we can truly understand how Mary felt. All she knew was that her brother was sick. She wasn't qualified to care for him. She did the best she could, only to watch him die right before her very eyes. Then, 4 days later, Jesus shows up. She knew if he had come earlier, Lazarus would not have died. She had no clue about what was to happen next. She's heartbroken and full of disappointment. Often, we find ourselves in the same situation Mary finds herself in this story, disappointed and struggling with the gravity of something in the moment. But I think there's a simple but valuable lesson that we can learn from this story, and that's that God is in control. He knows the situation will work out in the end, and while we can't, we must trust Him. Romans 8:28 states, "And we know that for those who love God, all things work together for good, for those who are called according to His purpose." As coaches, I truly believe we are called according to His purpose. Times of disappointment will come, but how we handle them matters. We may very well feel like Mary and not understand why things are the way they are. However, we must trust that God is in control. He knows the rest of the story, and Scripture tells us that He is working for our good. That doesn't mean that things will turn out the way that we want them to, but we can trust that it will be for our good. So, Coach, if you're dealing with disappointment or have a player who is, lean on these words and trust that God is sovereign and has a plan specifically designed for you. Thanks again for joining us on the show today. Don't forget to like, share, and subscribe to the podcast so we can reach as many coaches as possible with a word of encouragement. Never forget, your job is important. God loves you, and He has a plan for you. Continue to build tomorrow's leaders and stand firm in the faith.